We get to the final test of Avraham Avinu, the Akedah. Mishnah Novice tells us, Asor Nisyonis Zisnasa Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu had 10 tests. Chaim Valeshin points out that it's very interesting, the Loshon on the Mishnah, Avraham Avinu, while the previous Mishnah, which mentions there were 10 generations from Noach to Avraham, doesn't use the Loshon of Avinu. Why did it say Avinu over here? And he tells us it's because Avinu means through this he was our father. He planted into us, our DNA, into our genetics, that ability to pass tests. But we have to understand what is the purpose of tests. The Rishonim, Achronim over here discussing this Mishnah. Why do we have tests at all? So one of the reasons given in Drosh Haran, Drosh Yavov, he said it's because to give us the ability to bring out our potential. Meaning for a person doesn't have a test. He has tremendous koiches, and he doesn't use those koiches. How is he going to get schar for them? You're not getting schar when you didn't do anything at all. So the Baruch Hu gives us that opportunity to bring out that potential and then get schar from it. Another Malachi says, the Ramban also says this, is for other people to learn what a person has to do in life. Another Malachi I saw was to show yourself what you can do. Because a person has so much inner potential, but very often they don't tap into it, they don't use it. It's only when an opportunity comes and they see what they're able to do. And after that, very often, their lives change. They see the koichas they have, they become different people and accomplish so much more in life. But you have to be able to get through those nisyonos, to pass those nisyonos. Like I said, there's people who've had nisyonos. They never dreamed in their wildest dreams, if they would have been told beforehand, that they could have got through it. But the Rebbe Shalom gives them that special siyata d'shmaya. But you have to do yours. The Shabin Rav, one time, Yid came to him, and he said to him, I've got these terrible tzaras, and I don't know how, I can't go on, I don't know what to do. What should I do? So the Shabin Rav said to him, there was a Yid, little town, in a village, and he was carrying in one hand, he was carrying a chicken for his kaporas. In the other hand, he had a machzor. And his glasses fell on the floor. So what should he do now? He can't let go of the chicken. The chicken will run away, fly away. He can't put down the machzor on the floor. And there's nobody around. What does he do? So he asked this Yid. He said, I don't know. Shabin Rav said, I don't know either. I can tell if you go there, he's not standing there still. He's moved on. He says, you've got tzaras. One thing sure, you can't just stop. You have to keep going. But how do we do that? You get a special siyata d'shmaya. We see that famous story of the Sklender Rebbe was in jail, and he came in Baruch Hashem to the words Goyzer Mekayim, and he was wondering, Goyzer, Gzeres, Gzeres sound like terrible things. So what does it mean, Goyzer? Baruch Hashem makes Gzeres, not Mekayim them? Why are we so thankful for that? Why are we praising Hashem for giving us these Gzeres? And it took him a while until he understood what it means. He understood what it means is, the Rebbe Shlomo is a gzera. But with the gzera, he gives you that ability to get through that gzera. Goyza or Mekayim, his Mekayim, you, gives you the koyches, the siyata d'shmaya, to keep going on. But from our point of view, how do we do that? How do we go on? And the answer is very simple. There was a story of an Israeli soldier. He was hitchhiking, trying to get home from his base. He had a weekend off. He gets into a car, and then he realizes they're talking Arabic. He tries the doors. They're locked. Then one of them pulls the gun on him, points the gun. And they take him to an abandoned building in the outskirts of Jenin. He knows he's in trouble now. And then they start interrogating him, questioning him. Of course, he doesn't answer. Questions are questions. He won't answer. They hit him. They beat him. One day goes by, and they're beating him more and more, torturing him. They threaten him. They threaten his family. And for 3 days, this goes on. And finally, after 3 days, many times he was about to give up, after 3 days, they come in one day, and they tell him that you passed the test. They wanted it used for an elite force in the Mossad. And they tested him, what strength he has. They saw he has the koiches. And now they're going to accept him. So sometime later, somebody asked him, how were you able to get through that? What you went through and the threats you went through. How did you keep going? He said, I'll tell you the truth. What happened is, on the second day, I overheard them talking in the other room. And I heard they were talking in Ivrit. And I realized very clearly, they weren't Arabs, they're Israeli. I realized it was just a test. Once I knew it was a test, I could hold on. I knew I just have to get through it. And eventually I'll finish. And that's how it is with our tests as well. The Ribbono Shel'Olam is putting us through the test. You're right. If you're a goy and you're being tested, you don't know how it is. It ever going to end? Is there any point in it? But a Yid knows. Just like the Ribbono Shel'Olam can put him in it, he can take him out of it. The Ribbono Shel'Olam can give him the strength to keep going in it. His goy is a Mekayim. And therefore, when you know, that creates a light at the end of the tunnel. Just like by Yosef. Yosef is being kidnapped, taken down to Mitzrayim, sold by his own brothers. No effort ever to escape from Mitzrayim. Imagine how he feels at that moment. And then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a special nes. What's the nes? They're carrying spices instead of fuel. And Yosef smells a nice smell. Ah, geschmack. Do you think now he feels better? There's a nice smell. And now his Torah's over. How does that help him at all? It helps him because he realizes this doesn't make sense at all. They're carrying a nice smell, something smelling good. There's only one way, it's the Ribbono Shel'Olam. And once he knows it's the Ribbono Shel'Olam, just like the Ribbono Shel'Olam was with him there, the Ribbono Shel'Olam put him in this test, the Ribbono Shel'Olam can take him out. That gives us the strength. Or the Ribbono Shel'Olam goes to Mekayim. He gives us that Siyata Dishmaya, and we have to feel the Ribbono Shel'Olam is with us, and that will help us get through these Nisyonos.